So underneath the calm and peaceful serenity of the suburbs was a sense of uneasiness that pervaded our lives. It was the kind of feeling you get when you're in an elderly woman's apartment, where there's a scent of roses in the air that just barely masks the smell of death. Even though she may be giving you sweets, you still feel queasy. Also really popular at the time were toy guns. Along with my friends Ed and Stan and a bunch of other kids, I played cowboys and Indians. This was during the Davy Crockett phase of the 50s, when every child who wore a coonskin cap was instantly transformed into an idiot wearing roadkill. We played cowboys and Indians, not as some sort of racist activity. It just made the cap make sense. Besides, there are no Indians in the suburbs. We also played war, which meant we divided up into two squads and spent the afternoon killing each other. It was splendid, and it was just as much fun killing your pals as it was when they killed you. It should be noted at this time that not one of us ever had an interest in real guns or ever bought one. Then, when it came to raising kids, my generation didn't allow them to play with guns. That's when things took an abrupt turn for the worse. I certainly wouldn't say there is a connection, and I don't know what changed in our culture, but it is strange that only a few kids play out these war fantasies in their backyards, and yet there seems to be more violence among them. On those Saturdays, when we weren't pretending to protect the world from the Russian onslaught, we attended double features, usually horror films, much to our delight. But they were never as scary as we'd hoped. We were like junkies for fear, always in search of a good scare. But the aliens were never alien enough, and the monsters were never monstrous enough to satisfy our cravings. I don't know what drove us to return week after week, only to go home disappointed. And God knows what we would have done if we were really scared. Our lives were nice, really nice. Maybe that forced us to crave a little of what wasn't nice, to shake us to our roots and make us pee our pants. Nothing, I guess, was scarier than the specter of a mushroom cloud.